All right. Hello, hello, and welcome, everyone. This is Amanda Moxley, and I have been the hostess with the mostest for this international interview series. And today is my day to share my – I get to interview myself, and I get to – it's pretty fun. I get to interview myself using the questions that I asked I've been asking all my interviewees, and then give you my tips to pop your biz in 2015. So my vision for this was – excuse me. My intention was – I have been an entrepreneur since 2005, so 10 years, and I, I've been in business for myself and working, and I started out as a health coach, and then I got online in probably around 2009, 2010-ish, and I just really have gleaned so much information by getting to know other successful female entrepreneurs who also are mothers and have, you know, successful businesses, but healthy body, you know, just we, as women, we learn from other women how to be successful because, you know, as an entrepreneur, there's no like silver bullet arrow how to get to success, you know, whatever success means to you. And so I really wanted to create a space where you all could listen to women from all over the world, from all different backgrounds and all different kinds of businesses where you could learn, and really our conversations have been very candid. They're not scripted. They're like, you know, I've known most of these women for years and years. So it's like now you get to listen in on our call together and, you know, how we're normally talking to each other, and you get to hear and you get to glean. So then I really invested, love the Pop Your Biz Betty's Facebook group. I just think that that's such a great way to find a new tribe and community and get visible and get vulnerable, and because that's how you pop your biz. You pop your biz from being visible, because money can't find you if you're not visible. If it can't see you, it can't find you. So creating a safe, confidential space in which you can really, you know, pop your biz. So and one other thing is I'd like to share as I fill up my water. I drink a lot of water when I'm talking, so gotta hydrate. Hydrate or die. So the other thing is I created the, if you haven't seen it, I just want to take a minute to tell you about it, because I created what I call the Push Your Edge in 2015 contest. And this is just a fun way for me to give back and to give scholarships, and also for you to get visible and to push your edge and be seen and then win a chance to work with me. I have a couple different prizes. One of the prizes is a scholarship to my amazing program called 90 Days to Pop Your Biz, and that will happen this summer. And it's worth over, the value is like over $7,000. And it usually sells for, right, you know, the early bird is about $1,000. So it's a really good, awesome scholarship to win. And that's where I teach you the nuts and the bolts of how to create a successful online business and offline. And it's for people who are not just coaches, but people, artists and creative people, yoga teachers, you know, photographers, you know, different kinds of entrepreneurs that are self-employed and service-based, and also creative artists as well. So that's who it's for. And then I give you the nuts and the bolts of how to create a successful business. And then I teach you the inner work. And as you hear my story today, and as I'm giving you my tips to pop your biz, you're going to learn that it's not just like, you know, paint by numbers, follow the diagram, and then you will succeed. You know, it's a lot of inner work, a lot of headspace. So you're going to receive a lot of that. Today I'll give you, and then in the Pop Your Biz 90 Days program, that's what that program is about. And then the second scholarship prize for the winner of the photo contest, you're going to receive a three-day retreat with me in the mountains of Park City, Utah, October 19th, 20th, and 21st. And this is just a really powerful 3 days to unlock your money channels and rock your freedom-based lifestyle and create your action plan. And my whole thing is, I have a lot of acronyms, as you probably can tell by now if you've listened to me, but my whole thing is JFTI, just F and do it, and I'll tell you that story today as well. Okay, so I am one of those people that loves to know who you are and why you're here and why you want to pop. So if you haven't shared yet in the Pop Your Biz Betties, I'd love to hear, you know, introduce yourself, your name, who you are, what you do, why is this 2015 the year you're going to pop your biz, and something fun about you. I mean, I just think like we're actually in real life, we're humans and we want to know each other. It's not just super virtual, right? All right. That said, let me go in. I'm going to interview myself. And then at the end of the call, if you have any questions, you can press star 2 or you can type your question into the webcast and I will answer your question on the webcast. All right. Okay. So, I'm going to first start out and ask myself, you know, I'm going to, just like I asked all my speakers, I'm going to spill the secrets and I'm also going to spill the beans and truly share the good, the bad, and the truly heinous so that you can make your biz pop in 2015. And first off, I'll ask myself, Amanda, how did you pop your biz and what was your biggest breakthrough? All right. So basically, like I said, I started out as a holistic health coach and I had been an emotional eater and just had like all these issues around my food and my body. And I was just like, if I can heal this, I will help as many people on the planet. And I really started out because I wanted freedom too. I really wanted to have a freedom-based lifestyle. I wanted to work when I wanted to work. I wanted to work with awesome clients. I wanted to be able to travel the world and I wanted to have a flexible schedule and make as much money as I wanted to, right? And have this awesome life. And I wanted to be able to, at that time I didn't have children, but my vision was I wanted to be able to have kids and not have to go to a job because, you know, both of my parents worked growing up and I was in daycares and that just wasn't the best feeling for me. So I wanted to give something different to my kids. So I started in 2005 and I was doing really well. You know, I was like, just hustling in my local environment, here in Salt Lake City, Utah. And, you know, I was probably making like $50,000 to $70,000 a year doing that as a health coach. Like I had no problem getting clients. I was making like 22, I had about 22 clients enrolled in a 6-month program. I was speaking all over town. I was also teaching Bikram yoga about 6 classes a week. And in those first couple, well, I guess until about June of 2006, I also worked. I had a master's in social work, and I was, 30 years old, and I was working kind of groomed to take over my mom's successful therapy practice. She had her own business, and she had all these contracts, and she had all this, you know, these great, you know, it's a great future. And that's kind of like, that was the path I had gone on. I said, oh, I want to be a yoga teacher. I want to help people with food and body stuff. So I'm going to go get a master's in social work so I can be a trained, licensed therapist. And then I'll go learn nutrition from somewhere. And then I'll be able to coach people, help people around food and body. But then when I started working as a social worker, I wasn't working with very motivated people. I worked with drug addicts. I worked with like court ordered substance abuse people and they were like lying to me. And I was just like seeing through rose colored glasses, totally believing in them. Like, you can do it. And, you know, just totally not my scene, you know? So, I can't say that, it was my calling. And so I decided to quit and it was on a limb. And I went out there and I became an entrepreneur in 2000 and, you know, really just full-time, no back doors in 2006. And it was such an amazing, I could talk to you all day about these stories, but I'll tell you a really cool story how I manifested 2 clients like immediately. And I was using a lot of the law of attraction to bring in clients and manifest my reality. And I had scheduled out in my day planner, ideal client 1 and ideal client 2. And I booked out ideal client 1 and number 2 at like 4:00 and 5:00 on a Thursday night for 6 months out. I went and did a live talk workshop in my community. And then there were like 5 people that showed up or 4 people, I don't really remember, but 2 of them became my clients and they went right into those time slots. So I was like, this stuff works. And then, you know, this law of attraction works and I can create it and I am so powerful. And I was like, I need a guide for this. And then John and I, my husband and I, were in a bookstore and a book fell off the shelf and it was called Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks, Abraham. Abraham it's a channelings of Abraham, but it's Esther Hicks. And so this book fell off the shelf, and on the way to Idaho, we actually went skydiving and jumped out of a perfectly good airplane, and we're skydiving, and I was like, I am one with the universe! Really powerful. experience, just like leaping out of that job that I knew wasn't my calling and then stretching into creating my reality, creating my successful business. And so I was going along nice and steady. We didn't have children at that point. We just had our mortgage. I was living well within my means. And then in 2009, my son was born. Actually, I had a natural home water birth. He was born in December of 2008, and I had a three-month maternity, and I was, you know, hanging out online all the time, and I was seeing all these successful entrepreneurs, and it was like they were millionaires and multiple six figures, and I was like, oh my gosh, like that sounds amazing. I want that too, and I really wanted to learn online business. So then I invested with my first coach. I invested $10,000 to work with her, and then I worked with her again after that. I mean, I invested another $7,000, so $17,000 in about a year and a half to work with her. And there I really built up my internet structures, my brand, my website, my messaging, all these things. And you know, I was still working with clients, and I was creating then group programs and retreats. And at that point, I'm giving you like the total story to Poppy My Biz. So because I really wanted to make six figures, like, was my goal, and I wanted to be able to live in Hawaii a couple months out of the year, and so I built all that working with my first coach, and I wrote my first two ebooks, and I created my free gift, and did all these basic internet structures, and then what happened is I kept investing in my business, and then I had about $30,000 in debt. I had never had any debt in my whole life, and then I invested all this money, and then I knew I would be the woman that would make that money back, and I really trusted in myself. So then, fast forward two more years, 2011. Now, listen, then I hired a new coach, and I'll tell you, I paid $15,000 for a three-month program. I'm telling you the whole story. I'm telling you the good, the bad, and the ugly, the truly heinous. So basically, okay, so I had been a coach since, 2005. 2009, I invest about $17,000 working on all these things, And then, really excited. I'm going to do this. I have it. I've got clients. I'm doing great. 2011, drain my savings down to my last $200, $30,000 in debt, and I also had I actually got pregnant in that window as well, and I was terrified because I didn't really want to have a baby at that time. Like, I was in a financial crisis. I didn't want to have a baby, and luckily, that timing was not right. I did have a miscarriage, so it was just like tons of fear and stress and waking up in the middle of the night and scared, and what am I going to do, and I can't believe I put myself in all this debt, and oh my gosh, and fear and fear and fear. And so right before I got the $30,000 in debt, I'll tell you what happened. So there I was. I was hosting retreat. So here's what I did. I remember my coach said, okay, why don't you create like a, what would you love to do? And I wanted to do like a long-term group program, like an eight-month program that included two retreats, one in Hawaii and one in Utah. And the price, because of the retreats and everything, the price was about $7,000. I had never charged anything that high in my life. So what do? I host it. I get two people to join the program. And then I seriously discounted it. I was like, you know what? I lowered the price down to $4,500. Like, I was so scared of raising my price that I literally, after the client had paid her deposit, I was like, I lowered the price, okay? So I was so afraid of money. And also in those 2 years, why I drained my savings and got down to, $30,000 in debt, in that time period from 2005 to 2011, someone would come and want to work with me and they couldn't afford it. I had such poor money boundaries and I didn't know I had a effed up money story. I would say, don't worry about it. You can pay me over, first I said, you can pay me over 2 years post-dated checks. We're talking $1,500 over 2 years, okay? Or if they couldn't do that, I'd say, I'll just give it to you for free. Has anyone done that? Give me a high five. Like, have you ever done that? Right? So it's like, don't worry about it. I'll just give it to you for free. And if they didn't want to do that, then I would trade with them. Like, I have probably very similar to you. Like, I have such a big heart. Like, I'm a Pisces. I've got all three of my signs are water signs. I'm really emotional. I'm big heart. I'm just really caring and giving. And I got the background of a social worker, It's like, I didn't do all this to make a bunch of money, right? But by the time my son was born, it was like, Mama's got to make some money. I've got a vision board life I want to live. I want to live in Hawaii. I want to, you know, upgrade my house. I want to have a lot, you know, all these great trips and journeys and stuff, and eat organic and all these great things. So that's where how I got to that, you know, $200. And then I'm going to tell you. So what happened was I saw someone else, call it my ego, if you will, the good, the bad, and ugly. I saw someone seriously charging $15,000 for a 3-month group health coaching program when I had just reduced my rates, right? So basically, I was just really expanded, like in my wealth consciousness. Like there's no way someone is charging $15,000 for 3 months in a group. And it really expanded my wealth consciousness. And then here was the biggest aha, was that I just didn't believe in myself. And I didn't think I was worth it. And I didn't think I deserved it. And I didn't think I was good enough. And, I mean, can any of you relate to that? So all these things where I literally was not in my power. So what happened? I'm getting to the good part. So then in 2011, when I drained my savings, had $30,000 in debt, I then powerfully decided it was time for me to make money, and I mean a lot of money, and I went on to make $54,000 in 6 weeks, and then on to six figures, and then on to multiple six figures, and then was able to manifest living in our dream home. We bought our dream home a year ago that's, like, so gorgeous, has 360-degree mountain views and valley views. Like I said to my family, I was like, this is like $1 million view. And my dad's like, no, this is $100 million view. And then we get to live in Hawaii a couple times a year. So all of this, everything I'm sharing with you is that I think the biggest way, the biggest breakthrough I had to pop was to believe in myself. And that is the biggest thing, because I had so much, you know, I had clients, I had internet structures, I had a website, like I had everything, but I was still discounting and I was still giving myself away. I mean, I had all the, like a master's degree and all these trainings and like so much years of experience. And yet I didn't believe in myself. I didn't love myself. And I also had a really bad money story. So my biggest breakthrough was really believing in myself, and not only believing in me, but also healing my relationship with money. And so realizing that money is an abundant, ever-flowing, free-flowing energy. It's not. It's a renewable resource. So my biggest breakthrough was really reprogramming my wealth consciousness to the truth of abundance and prosperity, and that was my biggest breakthrough, big time. And so then, I'm going to tell you what was I'm just interviewing myself. So what was my biggest failure in this journey? My biggest failure, I really don't believe in failure. I believe that we fail our way to success. I believe that we learn the most from our failures, don't we? Our quote unquote failures and our mistakes. So let me think about it a second. My biggest failure was not believing in myself. My biggest failure is collapsing and shrinking around people and not really being in my power, but shrinking my power and shrinking my belief in myself and thinking like my other failure is like believing in lack, believing in scarcity, believing in not enough, believing that I could only have one piece of the pie, but I can't have the whole pie. Believing in scarcity, believing in, you know, limiting beliefs. So that was my biggest failure, was not believing in myself and believing in lack and believing in fear. Whew, this is good. All right. So so what keeps me motivated? I get motivated by my vision, by getting really focused on what I desire. What do I desire? What do I want? And my children, and creating this life and lifestyle for my two gorgeous children and my husband, and I, and really Hawaii motivates me. You know, Hawaii motivates me a lot. Getting to live in Hawaii, that's like my soul is there. If you've ever been to Hawaii, like, it's just so feminine and nurturing and just awesome, beautiful. Like, you feel like you wake up and you're living in a bathtub. Like, it's so warm. I love it. So that motivates me. That's my why. And how do I get back up? I get back up through meditation. I've learned to still my emotional body. As I mentioned, I have a lot of water signs. I'm highly emotional. I'm very sensitive. I'm an empath, where I feel deeply. I feel other people's feelings. So what I need to do is really, what I've learned to do is calm my emotions. I used, like if fear comes in, I just sit and I observe it like I'm observing my child having a temper tantrum or my child is upset about something. And that is really my biggest, learning to still the emotional body and to observe and to sit in it with an observer's eye and to be able to breathe and to connect to spirit and to connect to source. And then the other ways I get back up is through journaling. Journaling. Like, this is my vision. This is why I have this vision. And then the other way I get back up is through constantly relating myself to the divine, reprogramming my consciousness to know that life is actually for me, that, if God or universe or source is for you, who can be against you? So I get back up by, I tune into a lot of spiritual things. I like Agape International Spiritual Center, if any of you have listened to that. Or I read this book called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Waddles. And I do yoga. I definitely think that entrepreneurship is the ultimate self-development course on the planet. And you're constantly working through your things. And it's beautiful. So I would say the other question I have here was, what was your thinking and acting like right before the breakthrough? This is so important. So for me, here's my pattern so here's an example. Like, when we moved into our new house, I expanded and we doubled our mortgage, which is really not a lot compared to most cities. I live in Utah and here, it's really not like a massive mortgage by any means. It was a doubling of the mortgage. And so I expanded and I stretched into the 3,800 square feet and 5 bedrooms and a huge office and a heated shop and garage for my husband, two garages and this epic view. And, this was a big stretch for us in a lot of ways, in terms of space, in terms of abundance, in terms of the view, in terms of so much. And so I spent a lot of months in fear that it was going to be taken away or I wasn't worth it. I expanded and then I got afraid. It's kind of like when you're stretching so much and you're growing so much and you're scared and you just want to shrivel and contract back. So how do I get back up? Or what was my thinking like right before the breakthrough? Well, I'll tell you that I had manifested this house for 3 years before this. I wanted to sell my house. I visualized every single morning and every single night the for sale sign in front of my old house. I visualized us selling a house. I visualized us moving into our dream house. Now, listen, my dream house that I had in my mind was nothing as amazing as the one I'm living in today. Like, I couldn't even think as big as I'm thinking right now. And I'm so grateful. And when I got here, I was like, yes, thank you, God. Like, I just felt it. Like, have you ever just felt like so much love in your heart? Like, thank you so much. Like, thank you, thank you. This is what I've been dreaming of and wishing for, right? Like, it's just like that, oh my gosh, like I, and then, it's like, yes, like, thank you. And then it was like fear and contraction and crazy mind stuff went on. And so what you have to do is be okay with expansion and be okay with growing. And like, I would say, I'm kind of answering, kind of going back and forth between, I'm weaving into the breakthrough of, hey, I made my breakthrough to my dream house. But then what happened as a result of the breakthrough was fear. It was like, oh my gosh, look at this. And then you sabotage. And it's like, we want to go on an upward spiral up to as good as we can stand it. And so before we manifested this house, or before I manifested going to Hawaii, and I'm going to Hawaii again in 2 weeks for 3 months, or actually 7 or 8 weeks, I do a lot of visualization, and I've, I see it, I feel it, I believe it, I receive it. I see it in my mind, every little intricacy. Like, spend as much time as you can of your leisure time focusing on your vision of what it is you desire. And that's how you get the breakthrough. And then affirming, you know, really knowing that there is one source. And we are all one. And I know this from yoga. If you've studied yoga or any, you know, metaphysical, spiritual situation, not religion, but metaphysical, spiritual truth, that there is only one. And that this is all just an illusion. And it's our sense, and I know I'm kind of going out there, but I know you can handle it. Our senses are what are informing our reality, but the thing is that there is only one, and we're all one. And so that means if there is only one and we're all one, that means that you are the creator and that you are consciously creating your life. And when you get that and you know that, then you start to claim and you start to demand, and not in a spoiled temper tantrum way, but in a powerful way, like Moses parting the Red Sea, like parting the Red Sea, like bringing manna from heaven, like you command, you demand, and you receive. And that is, we're not taught like that. We're taught to be, you know, just not as powerful. But the truth is, that's how, when I go right before my biggest breakthrough, is when I just say, I'm done. I'm done with shrinking. I'm done with playing small. I'm done with scraping by. I'm done with stressing. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. And I'm here to live a big life, to help as many people on the planet as I possibly can. I'm here to live in the light. And you call it in. You call in what you want. You call in your miracle. You call in your power. You take your power back. So that is how I pop my biz, and that is how I create massive breakthroughs time and time again. And the key is, yes, there is the breakdown before the breakthrough. Yes, there's the fear. Yes, there's all that crap, but you have to learn to still the emotional body, to observe the emotional body, to not get, you know, what, you know, how it is. Like you get into fear, and it's like you're, you know, so sometimes in the past I was in fear, and I feel like I am complete. It's like someone put handcuffs on me and, you know, a gag in my mouth and smother, you know, and I'm down on the ground. Like, I'm sorry to be in the shadow there, but I'm like, dude, I cannot, the fear feels so, it feels like powerful and feels, but then it's like, wait a second. No. I'm actually a creator. So how do you pop out of the fear and the emotional body? Through meditation, through connecting to nature, through taking care of yourself, through self-care, through yoga, through hot baths, through massages, to not thinking. Basically, you just need to shut up and breathe and don't think. My grandpa used to always say to my grandmother, he'd always say, Madge, New Jersey, Philadelphia, big time accents. And he'd say, Madge, Margaret, stop thinking. Margaret, stop thinking. And I loved it. And it was just like, it was, you know, now, like back then I was like, that's kind of rude, but Grams had a little anxiety and Grams would go off and peel out into these like emotional spins. And it's like saying it to yourself, Marge, stop thinking. Margaret, whatever your name is, stop thinking. Stop thinking. Like children, little baby, like I have a 3-year-old, she's not sitting around thinking all the time and worrying. Children are in joy. They're in the moment. So, and really, if God is for you, who can be against you? And so this whole journey of popping my biz and creating the success, and what is really about faith, 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 faith. Of course, there's the internet structures and the business and the technical things. And, yes, but, you know, for me, it's a 95%, because I can delegate most of those technical things, but I can't delegate my spiritual practice, my mental practice, my emotional practice, my focus, my journaling, my visioning. I can't delegate that. Like, I have to do that. And I will say that it is challenging when you have two small kids and all they want is mommy. And I know many of you are mothers, to find that time for yourself and to, you know, have strong boundaries so that you can really do your work. Okay. But you have to do it. Okay. So now I'm going to give you, if I could go back at 5 steps, and I want, by the way, as you all know, this is a live call, so you can press *2 to answer a question or type your question in the Q&A. And if at the very least, do me a favor and say hello if you're on the webcast. I really want to hear from you because it makes me feel, sometimes when you're on the call and you're just talking to yourself, it's just so nice to know there's people out there. Okay, so I'm going to give you my 5 steps to pop your biz. I think, so the first step really is you, so write your, get out notes here, okay, and write these down. So secret number one is you've got to let go. You've got to let go of fear and anxiety and stress and worries and the tight chest and the, you know, feeling chained and, you know, just not feeling fearful, because that is really blocking you. So you really need to let go and understand that life is for you. You know, let go and let God, or let go and let Goddess, and have a PMA, a positive mental attitude. You want to let go and let Goddess, or let go and let God, and really let go. Can you do that? And because when you're in all those other emotions that are opposite of letting go and trusting and delegating to the universal manager, you are blocking yourself. And where you want to be is, you want, you know, when you're blocking yourself, then you're not able to shine your light, and you're just really blocking yourself. And you know what that feels like, because that means we don't even need to get into it. We know what it feels like to block ourselves. But basically, you are the only one blocking you. Okay, so you have the power. You're the only one blocking you by your fears, by your thinking, by your non-action, or by the thinking. Your thoughts are things. Is so important. And where you want to be is, you want to be in a place of trust, of ease and flow and confidence and clarity, mental clarity of what it is you want and where you're going and why you want it, and really clarity. And then you want to be in your power. You want to really be in your power. Like, you are the leader. You are the authority figure. You also want to, you know, as you're letting go, you're in the authority figure, and you're creating your life with your thoughts, with your feelings, with your actions. You know, they say that only 3% of the population makes over six figures in the Western world. So that means that you need to think, feel, act, and behave differently than 97% of the people. And especially as an entrepreneur, you're not going to find validation by looking around in the outside world, or in your community, or in even like your church, or your, you know, maybe in your yoga community, or wherever you are. You're not going to find validation from outside people. You have to find it from within. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to be that authority, and you have to know, hey, there's only one, and I am the one, and I'm creating this. So that's really secrets. That's, you know, to pop your biz is to let go. And then the second one is, you need to learn. You need to learn. And you need to learn the internet structures. You need to know how to have a sales conversation, or practice having those sales conversations. You need to learn how to do a teleclass or a live talk, or present your things, right? You need to learn the business of being an entrepreneur. You need to learn a newfound wealth consciousness that is based on the truth of abundance and prosperity, and that life is for you, and that you can create whatever you want. So this is also an unlearning process of unlearning, you know, limiting beliefs that are blocking you. So releasing those LBs, unlearning those limiting beliefs, and creating new beliefs, learning new beliefs, learning new thoughts, learning new ways and habits that create the results that you want. So that's how you pop. And you continuously learn. You learn also about your target market, and you learn about how to do VIP days, and how to create your signature system, and how to create your programs, and how to create your products, and how to do Facebook ads if you want to, or how to do workshops, and how, you know, you learn all these things. You have to learn and continuously learn and practice. That's really how you pop your biz. And when you learn, you need to invest, you know, money and time and energy and focus into learning. Now, after you learn all these things, now it's really time to love. And this is how I pop my biz, is really moving deeper into love. And my biggest, one of my biggest breakthroughs in that period, when I went from $200 to $54,000, and then six figures that year, and then you know, up to $333,000, was that I realized that my wounded child, that WC1 is what I call it, my WC1 was in the way of my wealth consciousness. Because I was doing everything, you guys. I was doing a free talk every week on the phone. I was doing a free talk every week in person. I was doing strategy sessions nonstop. I had my free gift. I had my ebooks. I had my teleclasses. I had workshops. I had programs. I had products. I was working. I was writing my newsletter. I was blogging. I was doing videos. I mean, there was no sense of slacking off or non-action going on in my business. But what there was who was showing up and running my business. And I'll ask you, who's showing up and running your business? For me, I realized that I would go out there and I'd be really vulnerable. I'd open up my heart. I'd share all these things. I'd teach. I'd mentor. I'd lead. I'd coach. And then I'd come home and I'd be like, well, that wasn't good enough. I mean, does this sound familiar? Or I'm not worth it. And that I suck. And who's going to pay for this? And that's too much money. And I'm never going to make it. And, you know, and I realized that that was my little wounded WC1, my little 8-year-old. That little girl that was chubby and overweight and on the playground getting picked last for all the games, you know, and like, you know, who wasn't like the hottie in high school that had all the cute guys around her. No, that wasn't my story. My story was different. And so, you know, that insecure little girl was showing up to business and she was, you know, asking for the sale. So that little wounded child one was the one that was giving away her services and, you know, trading and letting people pay over 2 years. Like, you know, so that is huge. And so in the secret number 3 to pop your biz is moving deeper into love and merging that little one wounded child with your wealth consciousness and with the divine. And that, you know, moving into love, love, so much love, like love into your marketing, love into your into your service to your clients, love into your all of the work that you do, like infusing love. Infusing love into your bank account, love into the money you have, love into the fact that American Express will give you, you know, room on the credit card to charge your program, like love, 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 love. Love is the highest vibration, and love is the only absolute. It's undissolvable. You can't penetrate it. We all know it. We feel it. And so really to pop your biz is to move into love, love of yourself, love of humanity, love of the earth, I sound like a total hippie, but I am, you know, like, I you know, you get it. And I know we feel that in a high vibration, but love, you know, that's how you pop your biz, is loving your clients, loving your marketing, loving your service and being of service. And healing that separation that you might have, that fear that you're not enough and that you're not worthy and you don't deserve it, and moving that to a higher vibration of love. So that's how I pop my biz. And then the fourth step of how I pop my biz was to let it in. Okay, letting it in. Because if you're not letting it in right now, if you're not letting it in, if you're not living that vision board life, if you're not making all that money that you say you want to make, then you're blocking yourself and you've shut down your receiving channels. If you're not letting it in, your masculine energy and your feminine energies are way out of balance. You know, you could be like really over generous and really giving and always helping and serving others, but you're not receiving and you're not accepting the gifts that the benevolent universe is continuously offering you. You know, or you could be like really, you know, pushing and striving and pulling and worrying and doing things, right? For me, I was, as I mentioned, like I was doing everything. Like there was no slacking going on here. There was nothing but action. Okay. My whole motto is just step and do it. So there was nothing but action going on. Lots of work, lots of pushing, lots of striving, a lot of worrying, a lot of planning, a lot of doing. But not a lot of receiving. So like my masculine was really, really strong, but the feminine of receiving was blocked because I didn't think I was worth it and I didn't deserve it and my WC1 was in the way. So in order to pop your biz, you have to let it in. You have to soften. And you need to be vulnerable. Allow yourself to be loved and claimed and adored by money and loved and claimed and adored by the universe. Because if you're not, you're just going to block yourself. How many of us are doing this right now? You're blocking yourself completely, and you're saying you want all these things, but then you're not letting it in. You know, and then it leaves you exhausted and burnt out and scrimping and scramping and playing small and stressing and looking like a little little rabbit, just scrounging around, like totally been there, done that. So when those money channels are in the lockdown position and you're perhaps on that feast or famine roller coaster, you're not receiving this consistent ever-flowing income because you're in fear around money. You're in scarcity. And then you could be in the place where you're not circulating money either because you're afraid to let it go. Like if you let it go, you're afraid it won't come back. But how you want to be when you're letting it in is you want to feel open and receptive and excited, like, wow, life is for me, like a kid again, like what's going to happen? Like this is so juicy and fun. So I'll invite all of you right now to just open your arms up to the sky and even spread your arms open wide and just say, I'm letting it in. I am letting it in. Like open up your arms to the sky and just say, I am letting it in. All the abundance, all the joy, all the prosperity, all the freedom, all everything I have on my vision board, I am done with blocking myself. I've had enough, and I'm letting it in. I am letting it in, and I'm ready to pop my biz, and I know it's coming to me now. I'm letting it in. I'm letting it in. I'm letting it in. And stop and do that like 5 times a day. What am I saying 5 times? Like 500 times a day. And you do that 500 times a day, and you just really be clear with the uni, hey, I'm done with blocking, and I'm completely here to let it in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So the other thing, the final step here after you let it in, my loves, is then it's time to leap. All right. This is not, baby steps over here. Okay. So seriously, the way I have done everything is a leap. It's a quantum leap. If you want something, like for me, when I was making $50,000, $70,000 a year as a health coach and a yoga teacher, I was comfortable. I could continue like that. I could have stayed at my old house. I could have just, driven my old Subaru for the next 40 years. And yet I knew, there's a calling in you that you have desires. You have things inside of you because you're meant to have them. And so you can't, it's so sad and it's just so funny, really, that people think that they can get the same, they can become someone different by continuing to do the same things that they're doing now. But no, you must leap. You have to leap in the direction of your desires. You have to take risks. They could be smart and calculated risks, but you have to be willing to put 2 feet in. So many entrepreneurs, so many of you who have not popped your biz, the reason why is you got one hand on the back door. You're rehearsing plan B over and over and over and over and over again. You're in fear. It's like you're living more in that. You got to take the hand off the back door and put it on the steering wheel, and you take control and you take your power back. And you've got, being uncomfortable is really going to create a lot of comfortability in the future. But being uncomfortable, but you got to put 2 feet in. If you haven't popped your biz, you got to put 2 feet in. You got to really focus, and you need to leap. Leap in the direction of your dreams and leap in order to transform yourself. It's not about leaping without a net or woohoo, like I'm just going to fling myself off this cliff. But visualizing the leap, visualizing the cliff, visualizing the landing, visualizing what's on the other side of that leap, seeing yourself taking that leap, arms in the air, yeah, I am one with the universe, like leaping and feeling like so supported, and then on the other side, like rocking out that vision board life. So it's about focus and intention and consistent and inspired action. And what I have felt is that when you take that leap, when you leap, the whole saying, the net will appear. But when you leap, and every time I've leapt, it's like these are universal laws. The law of attraction, you get what you think about. The law of gravity, you jump off of your built, the roof. You fall to the ground, no matter if you're a good or bad person, that's the law of attraction. The other one is like the law, of supply and demand. So if there is a demand, the supply will always be there. The law of supply and demand. So if you have a demand that you need to, invest in your business, or you need to go to Hawaii, or you need to, have the money to run a workshop, or, whatever it is you're doing, you demand it. And you demand it sometimes by saying yes before the money appears. Pretty much that's how I've done everything. This is pretty much how I created multiple six-figure business. It was saying yes because I knew my desire, I knew my why, and trusting that I am that close with the divine. I am like BFFs, like I am snuggled up in Big Daddy's arms. I'm snuggled up in Mama and Papa's arms of the divine. And like, we're so close. They love me so much. They know what I want. And if I leap, because this is what my intuition is telling me to do, because that's going to take me one step forward to where my vision is, then it will be provided for. But so many of us, and I've definitely had lots of times where, you know, I'm more analytical, I'm more logical, and I'm afraid to leap. I'm afraid because I don't know how. And damn it, I don't want to be so vulnerable anymore, and I don't want to be so courageous, and I don't want to be on the lines, you know? Like, I want to be comfortable, so I get it. I've totally, you know, rocked both boats, okay? But in order to really pop your biz, and how I pop my biz was through a lot of leaping, a lot of saying yes and trusting, and then getting really close with the divine. And because what I found is that when you leap, and then you're like flying, and then the universe is like, oh yeah, we have a player. We have a player with us. And it's like, she's ready to play these universal laws. She is not afraid because fear is in the 3D dimension. She's ready to come up into these higher dimensions and completely soar and create this heaven on earth. So those are my 5 steps to pop your biz. They all start with L. I'll review them one more time. First one is you've got to let go. You have got to let go of the fear, the anxiety, the stress, the worry. You know, so you've got to let go of blocking yourself. And then the second one was learning. You've got to learn a lot. You got to be consistent with your learning. You got to learn new ways of thinking around money. You got to learn all the structures and business and things about how to build your business. Then you need to love. You really need to go deeper, deeper, deeper into love and service, love of yourself. Merge that little WC1, your wounded child, with your wealth consciousness and the higher self. And then step 4 to popping your business, you've got to let it in. You have got to let it in. You've got to balance out the masculine and the feminine energies. You have to open up your receiving channels, and you need to let it in. You need to be vulnerable and soften to receive. And then secret 5 to popping your business, you've got to leap. You've got to leap, because holding on with one hand on the back door and gripping in the way you've been handling it so far, how's that working for you, sister? And you can't, was it Einstein that said that you can't create something new with the same, with the old consciousness? So you have to leap. You have to leap, and it takes faith and courage. So those are my 5 tips to pop your biz. How was that? Those are different. I interviewed everyone here, right? So I know that these tips are totally unique and different from everyone else's tips, so I hope that they were helpful for all of you. And I want to hear what your ahas were. I want to know how you're going to implement these 5 tips to pop your biz. Anyone want to ask a question and just get some laser coaching, you can press *2 on the live cast, or the webcast, you can type in. So, Roz, I'm an oil painter who wants to sell my paintings. I don't know if they are good enough. I've only been painting for 5 years and don't feel confident. What is the first step to creating my biz? Well, Roz, 5 years is a long time. I would say, what is the first step to creating your business is, first, from what I can say, is you need to believe in yourself. You need to pump yourself up. You need to look at your paintings and know, listen, these are coming from your heart. These are coming from your time. Like, you matter, Roz. You and your heart, your passion, your skill, your energy, your time, your artistic expression is coming through you for a reason. And so really sit down and own that value, own that, the value of the beauty that you are creating and that you are giving the world. And you probably also want to do some reprogramming around what it means to be. Maybe you've got beliefs about, oh, a starving artist, or you can't make it as an artist, or I'm not good enough, or you're looking around and seeing other people's art, and you're saying, well, and comparing. So you need to really get out of that competitive frame, and you need to pop up into a higher dimension of creation. And you got to focus on what it is you want. Why do you want to sell these paintings? Who cares? You know what? Some people are going to think you really suck, and like, right? It's just how it is. Like, some people listening to me right now are going to say, that was the worst thing I've ever heard. That ain't my problem. I'm right? Like, some are going to love you and some are not. So it's like, focus on the ones that are going to love you and are going to be so grateful for your artwork. And then pump yourself up from within about why you are good enough. And then Why? And then visualize what, how much money do you want to be making? Like, what is your dream lifestyle as this artistic painter? So those would be my first steps. You really want to do the inner work. The second piece, once you're good, because the thing is, if you're showing up in your WC1, when a child, you're never, it's going to be really hard for you to pop your biz or to sell your paintings. Like, you got to get your hustle. I mean, maybe you get a persona. Maybe you're like, you know, channel, I don't know, Matisse or Van Gogh or Picasso. Like, you channel some badass painter that totally knows her value, and you have a persona when you're in a sales conversation or when you're going into an art gallery or when you're somewhere, right? Like, you rock that out. Like, you are that person. Like, get, you know, maybe dress a little differently or put your makeup on differently. Like, really, I have a visualization of one of my free gifts somewhere in my internet. I do give a lot of free gifts away. And one of them is creating your healthy, wealthy vision of you. And it's a visualization. If you want to email at me at info@amandamoxley.com, I will. That might actually be my free gift. So if it isn't my free gift, I'm sorry, I don't know my free gift at the moment. If it's not my free gift here in this TeleSummit interview series, then definitely email me at info@amandamoxley.com. We'll get that to you. So that would be my – thank you for asking a question. I love it when people ask questions. I think I love that. I love it when – I love it. So thank you. All right, any other questions, comments? I'd love to hear how you like today's call. What is your feedback? Christine Miskinis, who is also speaking in this interview series, is in Paris right now. And she wrote, about to get on a plane and needed to hear this call. You're a rock star. Moi. Thank you. All right. So the free gift is the Heal Your Money Story guidebook and an audio recording. I would recommend that you work through that, you go through that. And I believe that Healthy Wealthy Vision of You is also in there. And then listen, I think there's a lot of value in this call. I think this call will really support all of you in popping your biz. There's some juicy gems in here. And it's up to you to JFDI, just F and do it. Now, I'm going to mention again that I am giving away, a way for me to give back is I've created this scholarship, and it's called the Push Your Edge in 2015. All the details of that contest are in the Facebook group for the Pop Your Biz Betties, and I also created an audio, which you can see on the International Interview Series page. So listen to that. What you need to do is print out a sign. There's a Push Your Edge, I'm Pushing My Edge in 2015 sign. You need to go somewhere in public. So you're going to get visible, you're going to get vulnerable, you're going to declare to the universe that you're pushing your edge so that you can pop your biz, and you're going to hold, there's two winners. One of the winners, the photo winner, will go somewhere in public and hold up a photo that says, I'm pushing my edge in 2015. You'll upload that photo, and you have to upload it by a certain date. I believe it's next Wednesday, the 20th, and the winner will be reviewed by all of us, and then you will win, the person who wins the photo challenge of pushing your edge of 2015. We'll win a 3-day retreat with me in the gorgeous mountains of Park City, Utah. It's called Pop Live. 3 days to unlock your money channels and rock your freedom-based lifestyle. This is over a $3,000 value, and you're going to get it for a gift. Hello. I mean, of course, you have to pay for your lodging and your which is very affordable here, and also your transportation and your food. But you will have a free ticket, which is huge. Okay. And then the second person who will win in my Pop Your Biz in 90 days. This is a 90-day program, which is really all the things that I've been talking about today in this Pop Your Biz interview, like all these five steps. You're going to learn, which was secret number two, you're going to learn all the internet structures, the ins and the outs, the how-tos to Pop Your Biz. You know, how to have a sales conversation, how to host a workshop, how to get clients, where to find clients, how to create your signature system, how to do newsletters, how to do videos, like all these things that you need to do. And then also a lot of the money work, the vision work, and healing your wounded child and transforming that into your wealth consciousness. Hello, I know, so awesome. My way to give back, that goes to the person who creates a video of how you doing something, how you're pushing your edge. So you could be doing something, many of you are adventurous. I mean, last year we had people you know, going out and hiking in the, you know, hiking in this, we did in January, so they were in the snow. We've had people like firewalking. If you've gone firewalking before, I think the woman who had firewalked, she held a picture over her, she made a little video of her firewalking and said pushing her edge. I mean, that's pretty awesome. So if there's things that you've done, I mean, get creative. Hello, this is such a good deal. And if you want to pop your biz and work with me, I would love that. So, and then those of you, so if you are interested in joining me in that program, I'll definitely be sending out details about that as well and the live event in the future as well. And then the winner will be announced on next week, and then by the 21st, and then we will do a telecircle to celebrate the finality of this program, of the interview series, and then I'll give laser coaching to the two winners. That's going to be on May 22nd, Friday at 12 Mountain, 2 Eastern time. So how good is that? So we'll, and then you have the rest of the week to enjoy these amazing interviews. They're super good, and definitely I would love to see more action in the Pop Your Biz Betties. Okay, Roz said, thank you for your 5 steps. They were totally different. Also, thank you for your answer. It was very instructive. I and my 4-year-old are still working on merging us into the divine universe. Yep, it's a process. I know. I just really went through it over the last few years. I did a lot of therapy because, honestly, I didn't know that I had a wounded child. Like, I thought my childhood was fine, okay? And then I started my own business, Roz, and I started putting myself out there and all my stuff about confidence and self-worth. A lot of that came up, and then I realized, oh, my gosh, like, let me dig around into what was going on in my, you know, in those early years of when only the subconscious was formed. All you had from 0 to 7 was a subconscious mind. So I did a lot of therapy, a lot of shaman work, a lot of meditation, spiritual work, journaling, you know, astrology sessions, like you name it, I did it. So I have to say I'm completely on the other side. I still, you know, you just learn how to merge your little WC1 and you manage it, you know. It's just like if you have children, you love them no matter what. You love them through their thunderstorms of fear and anger and rage, right, and their sadness or whatever. You know, like yesterday my son was just needed me to hold him, and because there was a miscommunication with the play date. He was supposed to have this play date, but then it didn't work out. And the other little boy was on a play date with another little boy, and he saw them going off, where it was me and his mother's miscommunication about the date and time of the play date. Anyway, my poor little son, he was devastated. I mean, he was like crying. I mean, he was sad, and I want to cry right now because he felt so sad, and I had to hold him. And boys don't want to sit around and hug too much during the daytime. They're very active. Like, this was not normal for him. Like, he wants to snuggle at night, but not during the middle of fun times. So I had to just hold him, right? So it's like, when we're little, like, we're so vulnerable, and we're trusting. And anyway, so we have to love ourselves, and we have to love our little WCs and take care of ourselves. So I'm glad to hear that you are definitely going to be merging you and your little one to the universe. Okay. Well, fabs. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for giving me this gift to share with you today. I am so grateful and appreciative, and I look forward to the next time we connect. I will be leading the telecircle on May 22nd. I'll see you there, and I'll see you in the Pop Your Biz Betty's group. Bye. Thank you. Namaste.